and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. On this show, I am dedicated to helping you have the most amazing relationship that you could possibly have. And to that end, I've put together a guide called The Single Most Important Thing That Will Make or Break Your Relationship. That's really designed to help you understand yourself and understand your partner and what you actually need in your relationship and what they need and how to show up better, both for yourself and for your partner. The guide is free, and to download it, all you have to do is text the word relationship to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. Or you can visit neilsatin.com and just click the send me the action plan button and type in your email address, and I will send you a link where you can download the guide. Also, if you haven't heard it yet, definitely check out last week's episode with Margot Anand called Love, Sex, and Awakening. I wanted to get 2017 started off well, and so what could be better than talking to one of the world's most revered and respected tantra teachers about how to take your sex life to a whole new level of connection and intimacy. So that was last week's episode. And next week, I wanted to let you know that we will be releasing another conversation with John Gottman. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a really fun conversation and an even deeper dive into John Gottman and Julie Gottman's world and how to have amazing relationships Gottman style. As you know, they are also one of the world's most recognized experts in how to do relationships well. So really looking forward to next week's episode. Now for today, I wanted to offer you some reassurance and some compassion. Because let's face it, change in relationship isn't always easy. In fact, sometimes it can be really, really hard. And this is true even if you're trying to do something positive in your relationship. Like, let's say things are great and you just want to make things better. And so you're trying to start a new ritual. Like, let's say the gratitude ritual that we talked about many moons ago, where each night you share three gratitudes with your partner or three things that you appreciate about them before you go to bed. Now, doing that, I mean, sometimes that can be triggering if you are really having a hard time finding something you appreciate about your partner. But for the most part, if you're doing something that's strictly focused on appreciations and you're allowed to even appreciate the most minute details about your partner, like, I appreciate that your kneecaps are not hairy, for example. I don't even know why that came to me because mine are. But anyway, let's just say that even that can be challenging because you need to show up even if you're tired and you're going to bed, or even if you've had a long day, or even if you are going to bed at different times, or, I mean, there are any number of reasons, right, where it might be challenging to establish a new habit of saying three appreciations every night with your partner. And it can be easy to get down on yourself or to feel bad or like you're failing somehow. And what sucks more than trying to do something positive for your relationship and then feeling like, oh man, like we didn't do it last night and we didn't do it the night before. And, you know, we're doomed because we're not sharing enough appreciations with each other. Well, for one thing, there's always tonight. And for another thing, it's challenging to establish new habits. Now, I'm just talking about something positive, but imagine if you're trying to change the habitual way that you respond when you're triggered, whether you get angry and fight, or whether you leave the room in a huff, or whether you just retreat into silence, or whether you get really vocal and urgent, or whatever it is, the habitual patterns that you get into when you're triggered. These are the things that cause most relationship problems, honestly. How it comes up with your partner, or if not with your partner, how you handle being triggered in your own life and the things that you do to deal with it or distract yourself or that sort of thing. It's hard. If it were easy, we'd be doing it differently already, you know? And what I'm hoping, of course, is that through this podcast and the work that I do with my clients and courses and things like that, that gradually this kind of change, you know, going from great to amazing or going from a really rough place to some place that's better, gets easier and easier for you. That's my hope. And at the same time, it's hard. And so in those moments when you find yourself just like doing the same old thing over and over again, or for the umpteenth time, even if you just recognize it after the fact, that's something different. Or if you recognize it while you're in the middle of it and still keep doing it, that's also something different. Now, the goal, of course, is to recognize it in the middle and change, or to recognize it before and change. Or in terms of like the habits that we were talking about earlier with the gratitude practice, to just like set up something new and commit to it and stick with it. Of course, that's what you want to do. However, when it doesn't happen, don't let that be an excuse to get down on yourself or to feel like things are hopeless, or even to feel like change isn't possible. Or if it's your partner who's struggling with changing something, you know, don't get all down on them. It's a challenging road. We have established the way that we act for very good reasons. And those reasons at one time or another served a purpose to help us. And I believe that we always are really trying to do our best. Now, our best might suck when it comes down right down to it. Suck in terms of like a bigger goal, like trying to have a long-term relationship that lasts and feels dynamic and loving and all of that. But if you're listening to this podcast, then you have made it till here and now. So I'm congratulating you for making it. Here we are to celebrate together. And I want you to just look back on times in the past when you fell short, or the times ahead and when that might happen, or maybe it was something right now or in recent memory, and just recognize that, you know what, things are hard. It's not always easy. And the times that it is, you got to celebrate those and be excited about it and celebrate those easy wins. And the times when it's more challenging, I will say that it's worth it. Because the effort does eventually pay off. But until then, go easy on yourself and give yourself the peace of mind of knowing that it is normal to find it challenging, to change anything, really. It's not impossible, thank you and thank God, but it can be challenging. So, all right, let it be challenging and acknowledge that that's what's happening. Appreciate that that's what's happening. Wow, this is really hard for me to do this differently. It's really hard for me to just not go down the rabbit hole when I get angry at you. Or, wow, this is really hard for me to share an appreciation with you, even though I love it. I'm just so exhausted. Whatever it is, just appreciate that it's hard, it's challenging. And move on. Do not let that stop you from whatever is coming next. So that is today's tidbit. I hope it helps. And as always, if you would like to share anything with me, feel free to do that via email, Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. I get a lot of email, so I can't promise that I will respond to you, but I will read your email. And of course, I appreciate everything that I get. I love to hear how the podcast is impacting you in your life and in your relationship. And you can also join the Facebook group that we have. Just search in Facebook on the Relationship Alive community and join up. And we're having some great conversations in there as well. As always, take care. and I will see you next week along with John Gottman.